triply singular. This is the story of Champagne Salon in Le Mesnil-sur-Auger, written by Lisa Perotti Brown for The Wine Palette. Eugène Aimé Salon's single grape, single village, single vintage philosophy was revolutionary for its era. More than a century later, it remains one of the purest and most uncompromising terroir statements in Champagne. Eugène Aimé Salon was a successful Paris businessman who made his fortune in the fur trade, yet he remained captivated by the wines of his native Champagne. His palate gravitated toward drier, more linear expressions of the region's sparkling wine at a time when sweeter, broader styles still dominated the market. Convinced that Champagne could express terroir with the same precision and singularity as the world's greatest still wines, he set out to create something radical. His wine would come exclusively from Chardonnay, an unorthodox choice in the early 20th century. It would originate solely from Le Mesnil-sur-Auger, one of the grandest villages of the Côte des Blancs, prized for its deep Campanian chalk soils and uncompromisingly mineral expression of Chardonnay. Finally, every release would come from a single year. 1905 marked the first vintage of Salon, although it was produced only for Eugène Aimé Salon's personal consumption. He called it his Blanc de Blanc, effectively pioneering a category that didn't yet exist commercially. His wine quickly became sought after among friends and members of Parisian high society. Following the devastation of World War I, he was encouraged to commercialize the project. The first vintage released for sale was the 1920. Salon soon became associated with the glamour of interwar Paris. Maxime's adopted it as its house champagne during the Roaring Twenties, and the wine became synonymous with refinement and modernity. At a time when most champagne houses relied heavily on blending across villages, varieties, and reserve wines, Salon pursued the opposite path: singularity rather than assemblage. A 1928 menu at Maxime's listed Salon et Compagnie Mesnil Nature, Cuvée Pure de Raisin Blanc 1921, Vin de Grand Cru, Blanc de Blanc. A few years later, the Rams Trade Register referenced Salon Mesnil Nature, Blanc de Blanc de Cépage Noble de la Montagne Blanche 1929. After Eugène Aimé Salon's death, in 1943, the house remained in family hands before changing ownership several times. Champagne Salon eventually became intertwined with the modern history of Champagne de la Motte. In 1927, Marie-Louise de Nonancourt relocated de la Motte to Le Mesnil-sur-Auger, bringing the struggling house into close proximity with Salon. The two estates later became literal next-door neighbors. In 1988, Ceylon, next to de la Motte, was up for sale, explained Ceylon export and brand manager Audrey Campos. Bernard de Nonancourt bought Ceylon from Pernod Ricard, who were already very strict on selection and production but didn't know how to sell Salon. Then de la Motte and Salon were combined. Today, Salon and de la Motte operate as sister houses under the Laurent Perrier Group, sharing production facilities, technical teams, and cellar infrastructure in Le Mesnil-sur-Auger, the terroir of Le Mesnil-sur-Auger. The true foundation of Salon lies beneath the vines. Le Mesnil-sur-Auger occupies one of the most prized sectors of the Côte des Blancs, a narrow escarpment running south of Épernay that is almost entirely devoted to Chardonnay. The village's vineyards sit atop deep Campanian chalk formed from ancient marine sediments during the late Cretaceous period. Rich in fossilized belemnites and microscopic marine organisms, the chalk functions both as a drainage system and a vast underground water reservoir. This geology is critical in Champagne's marginal climate. During wet winters, the porous chalk absorbs enormous quantities of water like a sponge. During dry summers, that water is slowly released back to the vines, helping maintain physiological balance and preventing hydric stress. At the same time, The chalk's exceptional drainage limits excessive vigor and naturally reduces berry size, concentrating acidity, extract, and phenolic material. The result is Chardonnay of remarkable tension and precision. The wines of Le Mesnil have historically occupied the most severe and architectural end of the Côte des Blancs spectrum. Compared with the softer, broader Chardonnays of Chouilly or the floral charm of Cremant, Mesnil tends toward piercing acidity, chalk dust minerality, citrus oil, oyster shell salinity, and a tightly wound structure that can appear austere in youth. Ceylon embraces, not softens, that personality. Most of the vineyards supplying Ceylon are situated on prized mid-slope sites with ideal eastern and southeastern exposures. These positions capture the gentler morning sun while avoiding excessive afternoon heat accumulation. Thin topsoils force roots deep into fractured chalk strata, further amplifying mineral tension and regulating vine vigor naturally. Today, Ceylon draws fruit from roughly 20 small parcels scattered throughout Le Mesnil-sur-Auge, many originally selected by Eugène Aimé Ceylon himself. The famed Clos du Mesnil once contributed fruit before the vineyard was acquired by Krug. The average vine age is approximately 30 to 40 years, naturally limiting yields and increasing concentration. Older vines with deeper root systems are particularly valuable in warm, dry vintages because they access deeper water reserves within the chalk substrata. The tiny Jardin de Ceylon, a 0.85-hectare vineyard directly behind the house, remains one of the estate's most symbolic holdings. Purchased in 1911 and replanted in 2002, it is entirely pruned in the Cordon de Royat training system, which helps regulate vigor, improve airflow, and control crop levels. Extreme selection. Ceylon is famous not only for its terroir, but also for its severity of selection. Unlike nearly every major champagne house, Ceylon produces only one wine, Ceylon Blanc de Blanc Le Mesnil. Since 1978, approximately 60,000 bottles have been considered the practical maximum production. In many years, production is far lower. Even more unusually, Ceylon is made only in vintages deemed exceptional enough to warrant release. If a harvest fails to meet the house's standards, no Ceylon is produced at all, and the fruit is redirected into Delamotte. As a result, only 3 or 4 vintages are typically released per decade. In more than a century of production, the 2015 vintage became only the 45th vintage ever declared. In 2008, yields were very small, and so the house decided they would only produce magnums that vintage, said Campos. 9,000 magnums were made that year, which were sold in a mixed case with bottles of 2004, 2006, and 2007. The rarity is not manufactured scarcity. It is a consequence of uncompromising philosophy. Winemaking philosophy. Ceylon's cellar philosophy is intentionally reductive and minimalist. Fermentation and elevage occur exclusively in stainless steel rather than oak, preserving aromatic purity and avoiding oxidative signatures that might obscure terroir expression. The house does not permit malolactic fermentation, preserving the naturally high malic acidity that gives Ceylon its electric structural spine and immense aging potential. The wines then spend roughly a decade aging sur lye before disgorgement. Extended lees aging profoundly transforms the wine over time. As yeast cells gradually break down through autolysis, they release polysaccharides and amino compounds that broaden texture and build complexity while maintaining freshness. This long maturation allows Ceylon's formidable acidity and mineral structure to slowly integrate, producing a champagne capable of aging for decades after release. Dosage remains restrained, typically around 5 to 7 grams per liter, allowing the saline, chalky precision of Le Mesnil to remain fully exposed. The resulting wines are paradoxical, simultaneously severe and expansive, austere and weightless, laser-cut yet deeply layered. For many years, both Salon and Delamotte have been directed by Didier Dupont, who joined the company in 1997 and helped elevate Salon's global reputation while fiercely protecting its identity and rarity. Today, he is the president of both houses, a singular position in Champagne. Among collectors and wine professionals, Salon occupies a unique position within Champagne. Where houses such as Krug or Bollinger pursue complexity through blending across villages, grape varieties, reserve wines, and multiple vintages, Salon seeks complexity through singularity. Through the relentless excavation of one grape grown in one village in one year. That stylistic purity has made Salon one of the most revered Blanc de Blanc champagnes in the world. The wines are renowned for extraordinary longevity, often evolving for 30 to 50 years or more. In youth, they can appear almost painfully restrained, dominated by chalk, citrus, saline minerality, and sharp acidity. With age, those elements slowly unfurl into notes of toasted hazelnut, brioche, honeycomb, preserved lemon, smoke, and truffle, while retaining remarkable structural freshness. More than a century after its creation, Salon remains one of the most radical ideas in Champagne. It is a house built on the belief that greatness does not necessarily come from blending complexity, but from exposing terroir with uncompromising clarity. One grape, one village, one vintage. Few wines in the world reveal place so nakedly or so unforgivingly. The 2015 vintage. After a mild, wet autumn and a relatively uneventful winter, bud burst for Chardonnay began around April 14th. A wet spring accelerated early vine growth before an extended period of heat and drought settled across Champagne from mid-May onward. Flowering began on June 11th under warm, stable conditions. By early August, veraison was underway. Crucially, cooler temperatures and timely rainfall later in the season slowed ripening and restored balance before harvest commenced on September 8th. The summer of 2015 shattered historical records for both sunshine hours and drought intensity. In many regions, such conditions might have produced broad, heavy Chardonnay lacking tension. Yet Le Mesnil's deep chalk reserves acted as a climatic buffer, gradually releasing moisture back to the vines throughout the summer and preserving physiological balance during the heat extremes. The resulting wines combine unusual solar ripeness with Ceylon's hallmark linearity, salinity, and tensile structure. The 2015 vintage was released in 2025. Meanwhile, the 2014 vintage remains unreleased and is expected to appear in 2027. Even in an era increasingly shaped by climate extremes, Salon continues to demonstrate the extraordinary capacity of great terroir and uncompromising philosophy to transcend the conditions of any single season.